Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
It is 657 AM, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. God of Abraham, that's Halal Africa featuring Lebo Sikgobela. And I love that. Do we call it a medley? Yes, it's a medley. I remember that song. There is another artist. The originator, the original version. And they sang it so nicely. Let the church say amen. The original now has just ran out of my head. But yeah, let the church say amen. Was it Andrea Crouch? Let the church say amen. Who was it? My mind is like, no. It was Andrea Crouch. Let the church say amen. So I just love how they brought in the medley together with God of Abraham right there. Halal Africa featuring Lebo Sikgobela this afternoon. And yes, you're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you're at. I'm now joined by my queen, Sis Tidi Masebe, and she is sharing a journey with us, taking a journey with us. We are celebrating the goodness of the Lord in her life as she shares a testimony with us from depression to where God is taking her right now, where God has set her feet. And we say hallelujah to that. Hi, my queen. How are you?
I'm okay, thanks, and you?
I'm blessed of the Lord.
Blessed day to the listeners as well.
Okay, it's my fault. See, now you call them listeners, and they're going to say, did she call us listeners? Did we hear it right? So they are family. So welcome to the family, Sis Tidi.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So, Sis Tidi, you've gone through depression. Many of us talk about depression. There's an overuse of the word depression. And I wonder how many of us now do really understand what depression is. In your own words, what would you say depression is?
It's depression, it's a word that one cannot, the feeling that you cannot express to somebody.
Hmm.
It's something that you feel in your heart, in your body, in your soul.
Hmm.
It's something that takes your mind to a place where you cannot believe you would reach.
Hmm.
It's depression brings you down.
Hmm.
It makes you feel like you're not worthy anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it makes you feel like I don't want to live anymore. Nothing makes you happy anymore.
So you are sad, but like deeply sad.
You feel like you don't have anything inside you.
Sure.
You don't have energy. You know, even if somebody can come arwahu pusha, you are weak. That's how I felt, that depression.
Hmm. And did you go and were you clinically diagnosed?
I was depressed because my husband passed on immediately. And, I was traumatized. I was shocked. And it was something that happened suddenly.
Mm.
And yes, I am still on attending therapy with the kids. Me and the kids are still attending therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because it's something that took us by surprise.
When Sis Tidi says, my husband departed suddenly, what does that mean? He never got sick, or what happened?
It was during the COVID time.
Ah.
So everybody was working home.
Mm.
So because we've got a farm in Vereeniging, and we've got a house in Midrand, and we've got 10-year-old twins.
Hmm.
So myself, him and my elder sister, my elder daughter, we're taking turns, you know, who is Savannah School in Midrand.
Hmm.
So somebody would be in Midrand with the kids for the week, and then over the weekend, we all go to the farm. And he was working for SARS.
Hmm.
And then it was his week to be with the kids that week.
Hmm.
And it was the week where it was going to be Mother's Day as well. So the Friday when I got home, he was busy with the project and he was saying to me, you know what, I need to finish this quickly because I need to submit this to the deputy commissioner. And I said, no, that's no problem. Okay, so Saturday morning we woke up, we had breakfast normal, and he said to me, you know what, I've been working on this project for a long time. I need to just go to the shops because he used to spoil us. Go to the shops, get something for the kids and yourself, and come back. I'm going to make a braai for us. He was very good at braaiing meat, let me tell you that, and baking bread. So I went to the shops, but to the mall. But on my way there, I know at the mall, I felt like something is not right. You know, I just felt uneasy. And I called him and I said, you know what, I'm not feeling okay. I don't know what's wrong. He said, no, okay, do your shopping, finish quickly and come home. But when I came home, my helper said, Mama, Papa is not okay. You know, and because it was somebody who was never sick and he even flu, it was not going to be something serious. I didn't take it. I took it very light.
Yeah.
So to my surprise, when I got to my bedroom, he was extremely sick. His temperature was running, you know, and the twins were there, and they were 7 years old. So I had to call my sister. I had to call my daughter back from the farm. I had to call my niece. And, yeah, that happened, and they called the ambulance quickly. We were taken to hospital, and I followed him to hospital, and then he said to me, what happened to me? I said, I don't know, and then he was talking to me. And they said, let's keep him overnight. So I came home. So when I arrived home, he phoned me and said, how did you go? I said, no, I'm fine. You know, I'm fine. I drive nicely. I'm safe because it was from Waterfall to Midrand. Minutes later, he sends me a message. He says, you know what? I don't want to be in this place. Come and take me. And I said, okay, fine. And then the hospital calls me. I thought, ah, let me go. You know, he's not feeling well. And when I got there, that's when I got the news.
Sure. And
I was like, but I talked to him 20 minutes ago. He called me 20 minutes ago, you know. And I talked to him at night. So that's when everything collapsed.
Sure. And that should have been like, it was actually a shock to you.
Exactly.
But now he collapsed, and then did he pass away immediately? Is that what they said?
No.
Okay.
No, he didn't. They treated him at home quickly, and then they said to us, we have to take him to hospital immediately. So during the process, even the twins were in the room because we were like, what is happening? What is happening? You know, everybody was like, what's wrong? What's wrong? So they tried, and then he had to be taken to hospital. He passed on. After I left, after we spoke, and he even called me and said to me, you know what, I don't know what happened to me. Then that happened. I can't explain. I think that stressed me, that depressed me, that shocked me, that traumatized me, you know, to say, how can this, in 5 hours, 4 hours, my husband is gone.
Sure. That could, and yeah, it's something like really shocking. How long did it take before you felt depression or depressed?
You know, I don't know, because I remember I was sick. From then on, I was not okay at all. So take me to the doctor. I had anxiety attacks. I had everything. And they took me to a psychiatrist, and she said to me, Mrs. Massey, we are still dealing with trauma. You haven't even started to mourn your husband's death. And I couldn't understand that, you know, because I'm thinking, I'm crying every day, I miss him, I feel like I can see him now, and the kids also asking questions. And it's too much, and, you know, grief is merciless, and the family also, there's too many questions here and there, you know, our black community, and It's just too much on me. But I only realized that I was depressed after everybody has gone, after, you know, when it gets quiet now, and I'm with the kids and in the house, and now I realize this is now depression.
Sure. And how long did it take for you to find help? Because in our black communities, most of the times, a family would lose a loved one, but never, it's not all families that would get counseling. Did you get counseling immediately, or how long? How long did you realize, no, I think I also need help?
Fortunately for me, my eldest daughters, Refilwe and Lesedi, they just realized that this needs immediate attention. So they never wasted time at all. Immediately they got help for me. So from the onset, I got help.
Mm. Sure. And what about the children? How long did it take for them to also start the counseling sessions that Sid is talking about?
You know, we immediately, all of us, started the counseling because my son is autistic, he's on the spectrum.
Yes.
The teen boy.
Yes.
And he's very intelligent, you know.
Mm.
But the teacher called me and said, Mrs. Masebi, you know what? I know you, I know your family, and I know you've been very vibrant. But Warabile now is not the Warabile that we know, you know, and we need you to take the kids to counseling, even our Bagwe.
Mm.
So that's when we realized there's a serious problem. So they are currently on occupational therapy, educational psychology, you know, but let me tell you something. We never stopped praying.
Mm.
I always told my kids, irrespective of what, you know, I prayed to God every day that whatever that has happened, it was God's will. But it is so tough.
Mm.
I don't know what to do. But if we can pray every day, maybe something, somewhere can help us.
Mm. Were you angry with God at some point? Disappointed at God at some point?
I was.
Mm.
I was asking him questions. You know, I was asking questions. I was angry with him. You didn't prepare me, you know.
Yeah.
Why didn't you prepare me for this thing? You know, why didn't you make me aware at least 10 days before, 5 days before? You know, Lord, I need my husband now. You know, I had so many questions. I asked so many questions, but at the end of the day, because also I had people who were counseling me, they were saying, remember, he is God.
Sure. And so as you are going on and you are getting counseling, the children are getting counseling, you're asking God questions. How far did you get with the feeling of being depressed, feeling like you can't, you're feeling weak, you can't do much? Like you are overwhelmed at some point. How long did it take for you to be on that journey of depression?
Honestly, with you, it's only this year that I'm getting better. It's only this year that I'm feeling like I'm getting better because at that time, you know, even the family problems were very disturbing. And I couldn't mourn the death of my husband in peace. And when the teacher said that, she said to me, there's a school in Cape Town that is very good. And it is just, and I thought, I don't know Cape Town, I don't know anything. So I discussed with the girls, Lesedi, Refilwe, and my sister Lillian, because those are my support system. That's my pillars. Those are my pillars. And they said to me, and you know, sometimes you forget that even them, they are grieving the death of Peko.
Mm.
I forgot that. And they said that, let's go to Cape Town for a weekend. And because I was still in mourning then. So after the cleansing period, we decided to take a trip to Cape Town. We came to Cape Town and then they made an appointment with the school. Unfortunately, I can't mention the next school's name. And it's a very good school. It's a very good school. They went there, the kids interviewed themselves and the teachers were happy about them. And it's a community school, where they cater for kids like my son, kids who are, even myself, they had to call me and say, we will be with you. We understand you are new here and it's a new school.
Yeah.
So they looked for counseling for all of us around Cape Town. my son has got a facilitator in class because he cannot now write. You know, so all those things, they had to help us for us to be able to settle in Cape Town.
Mm. Mm.
Even now, the kids are still attending counseling. They're still going for therapy, you know, because sometimes I feel like I shouldn't stop it quickly.
Mm-hmm.
If I feel for myself like I'm not ready, I don't think they are ready as well.
Mm, mm, mm. So now, when did God start setting you out to a new path? I know it's not new because
yes.
you had a farm, but now yes. you're graduating now towards it. How did that come about and connecting it with the journey of depression?
You know, because we had a farm, we've been in the farming business for, I think, 15 years now.
Mm-hmm.
It has not been easy. And thank you to Coca-Cola South Africa. We were blessed by get funding from Induro Foundation, and they helped us to make our farm what it is today. And also the help from the gold mine, they gave us some cold rooms for the farm. Though currently we still don't have a truck for refrigeration, and we are applying for Global Gap, you know, we're trying to be commercial. But we realize that through the journey, God has been there. Because from the beginning, we struggled to have everything. We struggled to have that. But through prayer, we got everything. So when I decided to come to Cape Town, my daughter stayed behind, and our farm manager, and ran the farm. And I came here and I thought, okay, I don't know what to do now. So because I used to be in AFASA, African Farmers Association of South Africa, mm-hmm. in Joburg,
mm.
yes. And they called me, Ntate Mthombeni, and Ntate Scott, and said to me, Sidi, you know what, you cannot just sit there and be depressed and not do anything. You are wasting your energy. We know you. We know how passionate you are about agriculture. Can you help somebody there to start a FASA and run the organization there? And I thought, I don't even know how to speak Sixhosa for starters, you know. That's the first thing. I don't know the areas. I don't know Western Cape at all.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, God will never take you where he will not help you.
Hmm.
And we started this thing, and we met with people, and I called those that I know, and I researched, and I did that, and I went to, they say that the farmers day, I went there, met with people, and we started that, and I said to them, you know what, we are going to go and launch farmers organization here, because I realized something. In the Western Cape, it's not like in Gauteng. You know, in Gauteng, we go out, we get, there's so many organizations, we've got our own farms. But what I realized here was that it's smallholder farmers mostly.
Mm.
I didn't see many commercial farmers like we have in Gauteng.
Mm.
And that said to me, maybe this is what I am supposed to do. Maybe this is my calling again. This is what I'm supposed to do. It's your job, CD, you know.
Mm.
And I started this, and I pushed. I went to doors. Others closed. Others were opened. I knocked all the doors, and we started. And I said, you know what? In 3 months' time, we're going to launch the organization.
Mm.
And then we met with another cooperative. It is National Cooperatives Associations of South Africa.
Mm.
And now it's two organizations working on one. And I said to them, guys, you know what? Rona batu ratako the positions. You know, we want to be chairperson, we want to be this, without looking at what is it that we need.
Mm.
Let's sit down and say, let's build the organization.
Mm.
Because I realized that there's a lot that needs to be done. There's so much. People need to be trained. People need to know what commodities are there. People need to know the regions that they are in. And what regions should they produce in mm-hmm. those regions? The commodities, the cultivars, you know, the animals, the climatic conditions,
mm-hmm.
the government opportunities that are there, you
mm-hmm.
know,
mm-hmm.
the grants that are there, that government gives input, the departments of land reform, can get land there, you know.
Mm.
Department of Water and Sanitation, can you get water for people? Where are the water spots? So I started to research all that so that by the time we start, at least I know something about the Western Cape.
Mm.
And I remember calling Tate Mokou and saying, Tate Mokou, you know what, please help me to let us pray because I'm stressed now.
Mm.
And we managed to launch on the 10th of October this month.
Sure. So now, did you find that this journey, where now you have to focus on agriculture, is also contributing to your healing where depression is concerned?
Yes, and in many ways.
Mm.
It does, because firstly, you meet people who... Food security in the country is a problem.
Yeah.
Job creation is a problem.
Uh-huh.
Malnutrition is a problem.
Mm.
So you go to communities where you find that we need to help these people.
Mm.
We need to help people get food. You know, I remember in Joburg, I used to go to fresh produce market.
Don't mention the names. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. And I used to... Now we have to get food for the people. And I thought job security is the issue. Youth employment, you know. Women empowerment, women wealth creation. And that in itself, it's something that it's a ministry.
Mm.
Because now you want to help people. You're getting involved in feeding people. You're getting involved in teaching people how to catch the fish for themselves in the sea.
Yeah.
You're getting involved in those are the things that make me feel like I am doing something better.
Yeah. And now, how does it help you? Yes, you're doing something better, but in your healing, how do you source out strength from it?
I sometimes forget the pain that I'm feeling because I get rewarded what I'm doing.
Mm.
When I see somebody getting happy, when I see helping somebody getting a farm, when I see somebody getting food, when I see somebody getting trained, it rewards me, and that reward heals my heart.
Mm. Wow. So, Sidi, let's take a break and then come back to talk to you some more. Wow. We are so glad the Lord is doing it for you as he's doing it for others through you, but he's also doing it for you, healing you on the journey. In the background, the sounds of Tamela Men Take Me to the King. 22 minutes it is, just before 2 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. I am Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock right here on Radio Pulpit, on the waves of a Radio Pulpit. I see some family members. Hello to you if you just joined us. I'm not alone. I'm talking to Sis Tidi Masebe, and she's sharing her journey of how the Lord has took her from depression to agriculture to where she's at right now. I see you, Gnoguhle Mathabela. saying amen. Christian Pretorius, hello to you, Christian. Also saying amen. And I see some other family members. I can't say your names because there are no names there, but hello. I don't want to call you no names, but thank you so much for choosing us as your number one radio station. Sometimes you see people smiling, you see them laughing, and you think everything is going well with them. You don't know what people are going through sometimes, even with the biggest smiles that they might have and what they're struggling with. It could be depression. And I've heard that a lot of people are going through depression. They hide it. Sis Tidi, were you also, or did you find yourself hiding it from others that you are depressed at some point?
No, I didn't.
With you, you couldn't. With you, you couldn't.
I didn't and I couldn't. Because I remember at some point I looked at myself on the mirror and I said, you are aging. There's something wrong. You know, I could see the changes on my face. And I said to my daughter, I think, I can see now, or this is taking its toll on me. So I couldn't hide it at all.
What advice do you... Yes, sister.
Yes. And I thought, why should I hide how I'm feeling? You know, because somebody might be going through what I'm feeling and needed help. And maybe one way that I can say to some that somebody can help that person. Or we can help each other during our discussion. You know, so I didn't hide my depression.
So what do we say to somebody who find themselves where you were?
I think the best thing is to get help. Best thing. Do not deny help.
And what?
Because sometimes you might not be aware that you are at the deepest end. You think, no, I'm just okay, or I'm just normal. Then you suffer from anxiety attacks. You suffer from trauma. So get help immediately.
So what are some of the signs that one should look at on themselves to say, Mara, according to you, Sis Tidi, what are some of the things that you observed and you're like, no, you shouldn't when you're feeling like this. Go get help when you're feeling like this. From your experience, of course.
Because for me, it was depression and trauma and anxiety at once. I felt... Sometimes I feel like I don't want to wake up.
Okay.
I don't want to wake up. I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want the curtains to be opened. I just want silence, you know, just silence. I don't even want to drink water. And that's a sign where you feel like you don't even want to wake up. You're sleeping the whole day. You know, you're feeling tired. You are crying. Non-stop. You know, when somebody comes and starts to talk to you, you just cry. So that's how I felt.
So never overlook such feelings if you're feeling like that.
No, never. Once you see yourself not getting the energy that you have, then something is not right. When you feel like you don't want to be with people, then something is not right,
Sis Tidi, thank you so much for sharing your journey with us. And I'm hoping that your journey is encouraging someone. And it shows that you are bigger than what you're going through. Yes, you might be going through this right now, but this is not the end. You will be coming out. You will come out. So in terms of prayer, how do we incorporate prayer when we're going through such in our lives? How do you get the strength, especially when you're feeling like just crying and lying in bed and doing nothing? You can't eat, you can't drink water, all that's there. It's pain in your soul, in your body, in your mind, in every area of your being. How did you find yourself incorporating prayer? How can one do that?
You know, there was a point where I felt like I don't even want to pray. There was that point where I felt like I don't want to pray, but because of the people that were surrounding us as a family, the support system that we had, the way they were talking to us, the way they were comforting us,
mm-hmm.
it made me think that through everything,
yeah,
God has a purpose in our life. And
yeah.
I must not forget that I'm not the only one for my husband to pass on.
Mm-hmm.
And you are not the only one that is grieving.
Mm-hmm.
And God had a purpose for him as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't pray, whether we are happy, whether we are sad, whether we are crying, we must keep on praying for him to help us, to heal us. Because if that does not happen, then we are not going to get better. I just said to myself, I'm not going to get better if I stop what I'm used to be doing, believing in God, being God's child, you know. And when you start thinking that way, you start being positive, positive things come to your way. And you start reading the Bible again. We as a family, we send ourselves texts every morning. And those, when you read them, they take your mind off from something that, oh, okay, today this is a text that is saying I must do this.
Mm.
And those helps as well.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing your journey. May the Lord keep keeping you as you're helping the ladies. You didn't say Qebega. Where are you again? You didn't say Qebega. My mind will go to Qebega. Yeah, my mind will go to Qebega. Yeah, in the Western Cape, helping others to find and build themselves as well. Getting food for others as well. So somebody might be listening and they're like, yo, I think I need Sis Tidi. I have this project, agricultural wise and all. I need her advice. Yeah. How do they get hold of you?
Can I leave my...
But yes.
Then it's going to be too many calls. I don't know. My email is better.
Yeah, you can leave your email.
I think email is better.
Yeah, give us your email.
Mm-hmm. Yes, my email is tdtshidi dot masebe, masebe, at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can say who they are, where they're coming from, and how do they...
And they should mention Radio Pulpit. They should mention Radio Pulpit. That we heard you.
They must start with that one first.
Yeah. Sis Tidi, thank you so much for uplifting others. Thank you so much for even encouraging us through the airwaves. May the Lord keep keeping you, giving you more strength as you're continuing. You did mention that your journey is still continuing. You're still going through some counseling and all. I don't think if one loses their husband, it's automatic that one can be healed, but it's a journey. It can take even years, but we pray for more strength and more peace and joy in your life and in your family, and breakthroughs in all that you do. May the Lord bless you even for loving his people the way you do and giving yourself for them. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank
Have
you.
A blessed one.
Have a blessed day too. Thank you.
Bye. And my family, that is our Queen Sis Tidi Masebe, and the Lord has been so good. The Lord is so good. We celebrate his goodness in her life, that even when she finds herself still having to go through the counseling sessions at some point, but the Lord's hand is just upon her and her children. May the Lord keep keeping her. And if you'd like to be in contact with her, she's available. You can be in contact with her via email. Her email address is tdtshidi.masebe, masebe, at gmail.com. Ah, we thank God for her, ne? And I see a family member. Where's the family member? Rose. Hi, Rose. Greetings, Bongile. Thank you for the program. I need this motivation link for my sister who feels it's not worth praying anymore. We'll make sure the podcast is definitely going to be there. Make sure that you check your podcasts between today and tomorrow, but it is going to be available for you. You can share it with your sister, and may the Lord Holy Spirit hug her and uplift her. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.